The first reading today, we hear about an event that was actually very critical in the life of St. Paul. He doesn't say anything about it specifically, and yet at the same time, we hear about it when he writes to the Corinthians. So we first start by looking at what happened. He goes to Athens, he's looking around at all the different shrines that are there, and then he launches into this argument at the Areopagus, a place where they would get together and debate about different things and so on, mostly philosophy, some religion and so on. And so he's presenting his arguments, looking at all the different shrines, looking at what was going on, presenting the truth about God. Everything that he said was correct. Hardly anybody listened. When he spoke of the resurrection, they pretty much scoffed at him. Now, some people would say that, well, they thought that he was speaking about some goddess, because if we put the word into the English way that we pronounce it, the word resurrection is Anastasia. And so it's, you know, they might have thought that he was speaking about some goddess, except that it's said very clearly that he has specifically said a man who is going to judge the world. But nonetheless, that's what some people would think. But St. Paul walked away from this with a whole different disposition. And I say that because when he went to Corinth, he said, I decided when I was among you that I would speak of nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Notice the difference between what we heard in the first reading and that disposition in St. Paul. You didn't hear the name Jesus even once in the first reading. He was moving toward it when he spoke of the resurrection and they cut him off. But that's what he recognized. He had set up this argument, and it was a good argument. There is nothing wrong with the argument that he had presented. It's all true. And yet he came to the realization that it wasn't, and he made this very clear to the Corinthians, it wasn't by wise argumentation that anyone was going to be converted. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. So we can present all the different truths. That's not going to convert anybody. They have to see how they are saved. They have to know the one who has been sent. They have to know that it is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Look at how many of these Christian churches today that talk about our Lord, that love our Lord, and yet they will not talk about Jesus Christ crucified. They only want to talk about Jesus risen. They want to talk about Jesus glorified. It's true, but we're not in heaven yet. Nor are we in the resurrection yet. So we don't want to deny any of those sorts of things, but at the same time, we don't want to ignore the reality. We are not saved by the resurrection of Jesus. We are saved by his death and resurrection. He had to rise from the dead or he wouldn't be the Messiah. He also had to be put to death or he wouldn't be the Messiah. We just don't like to deal with those gory kinds of details. It's the reality. That's the price of our sins. And that's what we all need to recognize. And that's exactly what St. Paul understood, and that's what he recognized. So he decided that's what he was going to preach. And he made very clear as to why. He said, so that your faith is in Jesus. The real Jesus. Yes, he rose from the dead. But we put him to death. It was our sins that brought him to the cross. And that's exactly the point that St. Paul was making for people. It is a wonderful thing that our Lord has risen and gone to heaven, and that we too can rise and go to heaven. But none of us is going to go to heaven unless we repent and have our sins forgiven. And there is no means of the forgiveness of sin other than the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the central point of history. And we can't ignore it. And that's exactly the point St. Paul was making. And so he said, the Jews look for wisdom, or the Greeks look for wisdom, and the Jews are looking for power, but Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. But it is Jesus Christ crucified. And so this point that St. Paul, as he walked away from the Areopagus and got on a boat and made his way to Corinth, he had time to think. He had time to pray. He came to the realization that while everything that he said was true, that didn't change the hearts of the people. Because our faith must be in Jesus. Our faith isn't in wise argumentation. Our faith isn't in all kinds of niceties and pretty things. Our faith has to be in Jesus Christ and Him crucified, because that is the only means to salvation. So when our Lord tells us in the Gospel reading that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will lead us into all truth, Jesus is the truth. That's where the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. Not just to speaking truths, not just to sounding good, to change our lives, because we know who we believe in, because we are united with the one in whom we believe. That's what it has to be about. So that's what all of us have to continually place before ourselves. That's why the church states very clearly the crucifix is the central point in the middle of the church. This is not the middle of the church, but the center point of the church. Every Catholic church must have a crucifix. I remember back when I was in the seminary, there was a church that was being built. If you go into that church to this day, there's not a crucifix there. Because when they were building the church, they said, oh, no. We can't put a crucifix in there. I mean, the crucifix, the cross was an implement of torture. It was capital sin. And that this person went on to say, do you really think if Jesus died in an electric chair, would we put an electric chair at the front of the church? The reality is that that's how he had died. Yes, that's exactly what we would do. He didn't. He died on a cross, and that's why we have a cross at the front of the church. But these people are scandalized by the death of Jesus. They can't handle it. They just want to focus on the niceties. He rose from the dead. Praise the Lord. That is glorious news for all of us. But he had to die before he could rise from the dead. And that's what we must always keep in front of us, because we too are going to die before we can rise from the dead. So praise God for the glory of the resurrection. But we need to deal with what comes before it. And that's exactly what St. Paul learned and determined that he would speak to the people in his preaching of nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified, so that their faith would be only in the Lord Jesus.